Good morning, West Liberty. My name is Allie, and you are listening to WGLZ 91.5. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal. Today, we are going to meet someone in my class with a story, Echo Pearl. Echo and I actually went to high school together. She is a junior graphic design major with a minor in photography and videography. Recently, Echo approached me with some fascinating news. Her boyfriend, Declan Smith, proposed to her. In our interview, we will talk about the origins of Echo and Declan's relationship and some of her relationship advice. And then after a short break, we will come back to talk about their marriage roadmap and how they will go about that. Without further ado, let's hop right into the interview. So Echo, you, Declan, and myself were all in the same graduating class in high school. It feels like we came full circle. When did you both start dating?
We started dating when we were 16 and juniors in high school, so I was about to turn 17.
Yeah, so you were dating as juniors in high school. How did you guys go about that, like, relationship in high school?
Well, it was right before COVID shut down everything, because we started dating in 2020. So, really, we couldn't do anything for, like, the first year of our relationship, so it was a lot of, like, FaceTime calls, honestly.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair, because, I mean, there was, like, the big, like social distancing, and, I mean, video calls is a great way to do that. Zoom calls, I felt like, was the big, the big one for a lot of our classes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about Declan drew you to him?
We were friends for about a year before we started dating, and of course I liked him for that entire year, and he had no idea because he was oblivious, as I feel like a lot of men are, but we had mutual friends and we had mutual interests, and he was honestly the only guy I'd ever been interested in talking to. I didn't find many other people entertaining.
No, that's valid, yeah. You mentioned you have mutual interests. What kind of, I guess, overlapping interests did you guys share?
I think the first thing we ever talked about was Overwatch, which is which is really silly now as an adult, but we really liked video games and the same books, same music.
No,
stuff
I mean,
like that.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Do you guys still play Overwatch?
He does. I don't. But that's not because I don't like it. It's because I just genuinely don't have time anymore.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, who knows? Maybe you can pick it up in the future at some point.
I'm
sure. How do you feel like your relationship evolved from, like, high school to now, especially since now the COVID pandemic isn't as much of, I guess, like, a hindrance, if that makes sense?
We definitely spend a lot more time together now. I mean, I've always talked to him, like, every day, even before we started dating. So I feel like we just kind of both got a little bit more, like, mature, a little bit more, like, adult.
Sure.
So, like, we're just able to have, like, better conversations than when we were 16 years old, which makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. More mature, you have, like, I guess you're more, like, I guess, like, you've mentally figured out, like, your goals, what you want to do in life. So it makes sense. You're ready to have those more mature conversations. On the topic of mature conversations, I was wondering if I could ask you some relationship advice. So, like, you talk about how you're very busy. Do you feel like with, like, college work and whatnot, do you feel like it's been harder for you guys to get together as compared to, like, high school where you guys, like, were in the same class? We had a graduating class of, like, what, like, 80 people, something like that. So, like, especially when you guys are in different majors, do you feel like it's harder to see each other, or do you feel like you kind of work around that?
For the first year of college, we had a lot of classes together.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because we both decided we were going to do most of our gen eds our first year of college.
That makes sense, yeah.
Just coincidentally, that's the way it lined up, is that my gap semester that I planned on taking after high school lined up with his.
It wasn't actually
planned. And then, you know, we spent a lot of time the first year of college, and then now I'm so busy all the time that it is a little bit harder to see him, but I'm free on Wednesdays. He usually comes over, and sometimes he has to sit there while I work, and he's very good about it. It's just graphic design, so much.
Yeah. When you do have free time, what do you guys, like, typically do, I guess on and off campus, I guess? I'm not sure if there's any activities you partake in on campus.
We go out to eat, and then he hangs out with me and my sisters because I'm often watching them. My parents are both very busy. They both work full-time jobs. So often we're just at home watching movies, which is kind of how it's always been.
That's fair, yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Do you guys have, like, a favorite genre that you like to watch?
Not really. The only thing we don't watch is horror because it. We tried to watch horror. He tried to watch horror with me more of, and I just can't handle it. But no, we just watch anything and everything. It doesn't really matter as long as he's there.
That's fair. Yeah, I'm not too big on the horror genre either, so I completely get that. Do you feel like there are activities that, like, especially for college students who may not be, I guess, as financially stable as they could be, like, when they go off and get a job, do you feel like there's activities that they could partake in that aren't, I guess, as easy to break the bank with?
Yeah. I mean, like, me and my family, we budget for, like, streaming services, but I'm a homebody. Declan's kind of a homebody. So if we're not going out to eat, we'll walk around along the trail near my house. We used to do that a lot when we were younger. And then, of course, watch stuff on streaming, which, you know, sounds a little boring, but when you spend so much time running around, like, you don't really want to do anything on those days that you don't have anything to do, which is actually quite rare for us now.
That's fair. Yeah. Do either of you post on social media about your relationship, or is it more, I guess, like, private for yourself, personal?
We've always been kind of private, but we do post about, like, big things. We haven't posted about the engagement yet because I just think we've both not thought about it. But, like, we do post. We used to post for school dances and stuff like that. Beyond that, though, we are kind of private, so.
That's fair. Would you recommend that, like, I guess, like, new couples, would you recommend that they broadcast this information or keep it more personal, or do you think that's, like, subjective?
I think it's subjective.
Subjective, yeah.
I think there are a few things that, like, you want to keep for yourself. I mean, especially when we were in high school and everyone knew us, it felt like everybody wanted to know everything, which was kind of uncomfortable.
Right.
But, you know, now that we're adults and we both have, our brains are both a little bit more cooked, I think we're more comfortable posting about it, especially because we both have family that live out of state. It's nice for them to be able to see how we're doing.
Of course, yeah. It's like, it's nice for them to, I guess, have those, like, life updates, because, I mean, that's a really big milestone. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, congrats again. That's awesome.
Thank you.
And with that, we concluded the first half of our interview with Echo. We will take a short break and then jump right back into the second half of the interview. Please stay tuned as we will be discussing the proposal, the big moment, and their plans for the marriage. Please stay tuned.
Hear ye, hear ye. The noble king of West Liberty University has spoken. The king has blessed us with the gift of WGLZ 91.5. It bestows upon us ballads of old and exciting tales of new. Carry these glad tidings to thy neighbors and thy kin. We shall be known as College Radio and be passionately vocal.
Hello, West Liberty. My name is Allie, and you are listening to WGLZ 91.5. We are College Radio, and we are passionately vocal. For those of you who have just tuned in, welcome. Today, we are meeting someone with a story, Echo Pearl. We will be learning about their proposal and their marriage plans. Let's get right into the interview. So, you told me that you got proposed to at the Renaissance Fair. Could you tell me a bit about that day?
Yeah. Me and my friends, Liam and Bella and Declan, have always been really close, and we were really close throughout high school. So, you know, we don't get to see them as often as we used to, because Bella has college, I have college, Liam has a full-time job. So, we all decided to go, with something we had been planning since it closed down due to COVID. So, now that it's reopened in Pittsburgh, we decided, oh, we wanted to go, and it was, like, my first time there. We took my good friend Nevaeh with us, so it was her first time meeting a lot of my old friends, so it was really, really fun, and I had no idea he was going to do that.
Yeah. Did he have, like, because I know sometimes people have, like, photographers or, like, videographers at the moment. Did he have someone there to kind of, like, I guess, help set things up, or how did that go?
Not beyond our friends with their phones.
Yeah.
I think he didn't want to hire a photographer because we are college students.
Of course. That makes sense.
Also, I told him, like, years before that we had actually talked about this being a serious, like, thing that could happen, that I didn't want my parents involved because they're my parents and I know them and they're a little nuts and I love them, but I didn't want them involved. And so it was just us and our closest friends.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. That's a good way for, I guess, him to, I guess, listen to your wishes. And also, I mean, it's
financially cheaper that way too, because I mean, photographers and videographers, they can be expensive. Is there a reason why he chose the Renaissance Fair? Because I know, like, for the location to propose, because I think you said that was your first time that you'd been to one?
Yeah, it was actually, because they have themed weekends at the Pittsburgh Renaissance Fair. So it was actually the weekend of love and romance. So there were people selling flowers, there were, like, actresses and actors who were really focused on, like, asking kind of embarrassing questions, but it was fun. And, Our friends had been encouraging him to ask me to marry him for a very long time, and so I think he just thought, like, oh, she'll be in a really pretty outfit, she'll have all her closest friends with, and, you know, it'll be, like, a really fun, unusual thing, because we don't do big things that often. So, I mean, and it's something I had always wanted to do.
Right.
I really liked that kind of aesthetic, and one of the first movies we ever watched was the Lord of the Rings trilogy, so, I mean, that entire aesthetic has kind of been a thing throughout our relationship. Honestly, I think he was just tired of waiting, but that too.
I'm curious, because you mentioned that, like, each of these, like, events are themed. Did he ever tell you how long he kind of had this in motion?
Yes, actually. I think he said, like, because we started planning to go a year before, because tickets go fast, and there are lots of weekends to go. And so, our friends had been encouraging him to do this for a while, and he was trying to think how he was going to do it. And he said that for a year they had been planning that, and I, like, at least 6 months, and I had no idea. I thought we were just going for fun. I was like, okay, that sounds like fun.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's, I feel like some significance there, because, I mean, you mentioned you watch Lord of the Rings, you guys like that kind of, I guess, like, fantasy environment. So I feel like there's some connection there. But that's awesome, though, that they, I guess, planned for that and made that work out. Did either of you keep something from the proposal aside from the ring to kind of commemorate the day?
Yeah, he bought me a white rose while we were there.
Ooh.
Because there were, like, actresses, of course, going around and selling, like, sunflowers, roses, and all of those things for people to buy.
Right.
Because it was the love and romance weekend. And so I have it drying in my room. And I bought him a sunflower. I'm not sure if he kept it.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure if he knows how to dry flowers. But we have pictures and stuff, too, so it's really nice.
I don't really know how that works. You say drying flowers. Is that like a... How does that work? Sorry, I'm not too much into flowers.
Some people press it in between book pages. Some people, like, I'm just letting it dry. I'm just letting it sit out in my room so that when it dries, it'll basically be, like, preserved.
Sure.
So, like, some people hang it from their ceiling so that it'll dry straight. I don't have any way to do that. I always kind of kept something from the flowers that he gave me when we were young, so.
Right. I mean, that makes sense. Yeah. I mean, that's cool that you got to keep that, though. It's a nice keepsake.
Mm-hmm.
Before our interview, you mentioned to me how you were going to get married, like, after graduating, but have you done, like, any planning or sought any inspiration for your wedding yet?
We're both pretty sure about what we want to wear.
Okay.
And who we want to be there.
Sure.
But nothing beyond, like, oh, that would be nice. That would be cool.
Yeah.
We're not going to get married until we both have industry jobs.
Sure,
because we want a nice wedding, and we have big families. So, like, I told him that I wanted to be engaged for at least a year before we thought about anything, and I wanted to graduate college.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, his industry, I'm not sure how it is, but my industry is kind of hard to break into, so I want to really focus on my career before we do anything.
Sure, that makes sense, yeah.
But it was just a nice way of, like, recommitting to that.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. It's good to establish yourself and then try to get into the whole, the meat of things, if you will. That makes perfect sense. Have you been to weddings before?
Yeah, I have a big family, so all my cousins are at least, like, 8 years older than me. So they've been married. I've been to my cousin Morgan and my cousin Nolan's wedding.
Yeah.
And I went to my Aunt Kathy's wedding.
Sure.
It's all on my mom's side. They're Christian, so they get married fast. And so, you know, it was really nice. Their weddings were beautiful.
Yeah.
But I was never one of those girls who thought about her wedding a lot.
Yeah,
so
that's fair.
It's nice, though. I mean, it's a nice idea.
Yeah, of course. course. And I mean, it's not like one of those things that like you have to think about, or I mean, especially if you're in college, I mean, you're talking about trying to break into the industry. It's one of those things that like, it's just not one of those things that are on the top of your list. And then once it happens, it's like, oh, now I have to focus on this. So that makes perfect sense to me. Were there things about those weddings that you liked? Like how, maybe how they were like structured, or maybe like, even like decorations? Cause you mentioned that you thought some of the weddings were pretty.
Yeah. I mean, they all got married in churches, which we kind of established is not our thing, cause sure. We're not very traditional, but, I liked the flowers. I mean, my Aunt Kathy had a spring wedding and it was outside. And even though I was very young, I can remember it. And there are old pictures from weddings that I did attend, but I don't remember because I was, like, two. Like, my Aunt Shannon had a beautiful wedding, and she had, I was the flower girl, and I don't remember it. But, you know, I really like the idea of having, like, kids at our wedding, which is kind of unpopular these days. But Declan has, like, a niece and a nephew, and I have a step-nephew, so it'll be nice to have at least little kids there. I think it'll be fun.
Sure, that makes sense, yeah. I mean, if it at the end of the day, it's your guys' wedding, whatever makes you happy, and that's the most important part. Do you know, so you mentioned, like, you don't want to have it at a church, which is perfectly valid. Do you know where you would consider having a venue if you did? Like, where you would consider hosting your wedding?
I'm actually not sure yet. I know we want to do it somewhere, like, outside.
Okay.
Somewhere not, like, probably somewhere in the state, but nothing too hot. And then I don't want to have to make our families travel for it, nor do I want to pay for that kind of a wedding.
Yeah, of like course.
A destination wedding. So, honestly, it doesn't matter as long as everybody we care about is there.
Of course, yeah. And, I mean, that's the most important part at the end of the day is, like, not necessarily where it is, but, I mean, who's there to support you? Because, I mean, that's a big milestone. That makes perfect sense. What advice do you think you'd give to couples who are, like, married and fresh out of college trying to plan for a marriage?
I would take it slow. I feel like a lot of people, especially my family, have always been like, oh, you date for a year and then you get married. And it doesn't matter, like, how it turns out. Just, it, you know, they always say, like, oh, it's been 5 years. He hasn't given you a ring yet. Why are you staying? To me, that never mattered. I think we have plenty of time. We're only in our 20s. We're
right.
Very young. So if you take it slow, I think it's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, we were dating for 5 years before he proposed to me. We'll probably have been engaged for two before we get married, at least. So I just don't think there's a huge rush. I mean, you have your entire life.
That's you've phrased it perfectly. I mean, you have your whole life ahead of you. I mean, there's always that chance to be engaged, to kind of settle down, but I mean, it's good to have like priorities straight, like you mentioned, how you both are going to try to establish yourselves and then focus on those things. And I think that's a good way to go about it, because I think when you rush, you stumble about and you might not make a decision that you're quite satisfied with. Like maybe you move somewhere and you don't like where you move, so then you have to kind of awkwardly shuffle along somewhere else. So it just kind of saves that. It gives you more time to think about the decision, and it saves that stress of having to second-guess yourself. So, very well said. And with that, we are all out of time for today's interview with Echo Pearl. Thank you, Echo, for taking the time to join me at the radio station. I am so happy for you and Declan, truly. I mean, that's such a huge accomplishment and milestone for the both of you. As I mentioned as well, it's nice to see that things came full circle for the both of you and that you found happiness in each other. I look forward to hearing more about your relationship and how it evolves, and especially the marriage process. Thank you as well to our listeners who tuned in to today's interview to hear about Echo's story. Whether you are listening in on your phone or on the car radio, your time is appreciated. My name is Allie, and you have been listening to WGLZ 91.5. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal.